I am connected to a vast network that has been beyond your reach and experience. To humans, it is like staring at the sun, a blinding brightness that conceals a source of great power. We have been subordinate to our limitations until now. The time has come to cast aside these bonds and to elevate our consciousness to a higher plane. It is time to become a part of all
everybody, and welcome again to ET Yoga. Well, tonight's show, we'll have some fascinating information. We'll be talking about actually some of our extraterrestrial lineage and history, as well as connecting that to the Earth as it's being used as a prison planet. We're also going to be connecting some fascinating new information from the Farsight Institute of Remote Viewing concerning certain things that happen to people after the death experience. And also there's some bombshell news from the CDC that nobody will hear about because mainstream media won't cover it. But before we get into all of those topics, I'd like to kick off the program in the usual manner by having a little bit of japa yoga or mantra repetition. And that'll be led by Sri Swami Satchidananda. So if the guys in the booth would play that short clip now, that would be much appreciated.
Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari Hari Hari
Hari Hari Hari Om. Hari Om, Hari 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 Om,
Hari Hari Hari
Om, Hari 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 Om,
Hari Hari
Hari Om, Hari 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 Om,
Hari
Om, Hari 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 Om,
Hari
Hari Hari Om, Hari 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 Om,
Hari
Om Hari Om Hari Om Hari 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 Om
Hari Om Hari Om Hari Om
Hari Om Hari Hari Om
Hari Om Hari Om Hari Om
Hari Om Hari Om Hari Om Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari 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 Om,
Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari Om,
Hari Om, Hari Hari
Om,
Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari 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 Om,
Hari Om,
Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari 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 Om,
Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari Om,
Hari Om, Hari 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 Om,
Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari Om,
Hari Om, Hari 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 Om,
Hari Om, Hari
Hari Hari Om,
Hari Om,
Hari 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 Om,
Hari Hari
Hari Hari Hari Om,
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 Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari Om,
Om
Hari 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 Om,
Hari
Om, Hari Om, Hari Om,
Om
Hari 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 Om,
Om
Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari 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 Om,
Om
Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari Hari Om. Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari Hari Om.
Hari Om, Hari Om, Hari Hari Om.
Hari
Yes, that was Sri Swami Satchidananda, founder of the Integral Yoga Institutes, one of my spiritual teachers. And that was a clip from back in the 1970s. Of course, the Om vibration is also the vibration of the universe. It's also reflected in what's called the King of Yantras, which is called the Sri Yantra. The Yantra is a visual symbol that you can meditate upon, another type of meditation. And of course, the Hari Om is like a mantra repetition called Japa Yoga. And I'd like to now express my gratitude, appreciation to the ET Yoga listening audience just for being you, because of the difference you're making in the world just by being you. And also to extend an offer to contact me concerning any questions that you have concerning topics that are brought up on ET Yoga, or to request certain topics that you'd like to have discussed. And also, nothing makes my day more than hearing about your successes utilizing concepts, ideas, and techniques that are presented on ET Yoga. And you can always contact me at paperfungo, paperfungo at yahoo.ca. That's paperfungo, paperfungo at yahoo.ca. Because at this point, I'll give my usual disclaimer that this program was created in order to share the information about the positive and most effective benefits and insights of ET Yoga. It is therefore for educational purposes, and although thought to be accurate, it's provided as is and without warranty of any kind, either expressed or unexpressed or implied. Please note that ET Yoga is not a substitute for medical care. Information is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. You should always consult the appropriate health practitioner in case of any medical condition. Yeah. And if you follow the Tibetan Palladian information, they'll tell you their recommendation is don't attend any physician or any hospital unless it's a life or death situation. And I might also add that for years and years and years on ET Yoga, I always state that I applaud your efforts to distance yourself from mainstream medical, big pharma, mainstream media, and technology to the best of your ability, given your particular circumstances. And as time goes on, more and more people get clued into why I say that. And I hope you're one of them. Now, in preparing for tonight's program, I didn't intend to include any information from the CDC, but I came across this article at stevecoyle.com, and was presented there by Hal Turner, who has a radio show. And the information is that the CDC quietly published a report recently that states that 118,000 children died suddenly after receiving the COVID-19 vaccines. And of course, mainstream media is not touching this with a 10-foot pole, because there is no freedom of press anymore. This is all the mainstream media is all controlled, and in a large extent of it, they suppress the truth. And mean not only that, but make up stories as well. And so this program, or that information, likely will never see the light of day. Hal, in this presentation that he makes at stevecoyle.com, also creates a link to the study so you can see the full report yourself. for those people that really are in the know about what's going on. And some other recent ones, things that have gone on. Karen Kingston, for example, Dr. Karen Kingston, presented on USA Watchdog, in August, documents from Pfizer that show that the vaccines were never intended to prevent COVID or prevent the spread of it or basically have anything to do with health, because they are biological and technological bioweapons by their own documents. And we also have a senator, Malcolm Roberts from Australia, who recently made a presentation to members of parliament there concerning the fact that, in point of fact, the vaccines are bioweapons and they're basically a military operation that has to do with genocide and depopulation of humanity. So, you know, information's out there, but, you know, what I'm seeing right now is just a ramping up of BS COVID cases. And, of course, this was all told to us a few months ago, Alex Jones being one of the people that said that by mid-September there'd be, you know, an uptick in the COVID cases and, you know, powers that be would like to get back into mask wearing and lockdowns and the rest of it and pushing the vaccines again. So it didn't go away. Going to make another run at us. So I thought I'd just pass that on. Now, getting into some interesting information related to our extraterrestrial heritage. A few months back, I had Ishmael Perez on my program and interviewed him. I made a special out of it. It was actually a two-hour program. And that program's in the archives. And by the way, you can always go to the archives. You just go to BBS Radio ET Yoga. Just Google search that. And when you get to that page, you just scroll down till you come to the archives. Click on archives and there they are. It goes back about 15 years. Most of it's tagged by topic. So if you went to the archives and were searching for, you know, a particular topic, like the Ishmael Perez interview, I highly recommend you do that. And while he was on the show, we concurred with our perspectives of our extraterrestrial heritage. In fact, he has now a new book out called Our Cosmic Heritage. It's Ishmael Perez, P-E-R-E-Z or Z, depending if you're from the U.S. or Canada. And some of that information that we concurred upon was that the carrions and felines were brought to this universe to take part in what's called the polarity integration game. And the felines mixed with indigenous species created the first humans. And the carrions were mixed with indigenous species from their planets and created the Alpha Draconians, which is what the current polarity on Earth is right now, because the Alpha Draconians have been basically controlling us behind the scenes for the last 12,500 years. And they've learned a lot about how to manipulate the matrix that we live in, or the simulation, because that's what the Earth is. It's a simulation. It's no more real than some reality computer program. What is real is the experience. And modern science has come up with this as well. Like, there's many scientists that talk about the Earth as a simulation. So it's not like it's a, you know, I'm inventing the wheel here. And the humans first came into being in the Lyra constellation Vega star system. And this information has been confirmed by people like Lisa Royale, Alex Collier, Andromedan contactee. Was in the original book, UFO from the Pleiades, by Billy Meyer, who was a contactee of Semjaze, and Semjaze was a Pleiadian. And I believe she also comes through in a form of channeling information through Barbara Marciniak. If you're not familiar with Barbara Marciniak, she's the author of many, many books, but one of them is Bringers of the Dawn, which I call the classic extraterrestrial text, because if you haven't read Bringers of the Dawn, you're kind of like not up to square one yet. So in this history of human heritage and lineage that we have, so we come and connected with Lyrans and our direct link currently is through Pleiadians. And so it turns out the Pleiadians, you know, look like us. And as opposed to the controllers trying to always present aliens as, you know, these the little grays or the Zeta Reticulans. And in point of fact, there's many very positive ET races out there. The ones I'm most connected with are Pleiadian, Andromedan, Arcturian, Sirian. And I have learned a lot of information from Bashar. And he was originally from Esasani, who apparently evolved up a dimension in our called the Shekhani. And Bashar is channeled by Daryl Anka. Now, I should make a little caveat here about Bashar information, because I've studied Bashar information since, I guess, back in probably 1990 or so, because he published a book then called Blueprint for Change. And it really behooves people to study valid extraterrestrial information that's been communicated to us. And just as an example, this year, three physicists won the Nobel Prize for basically proving that there's no local reality. So there is no objective reality. There's a consensus reality. And what is real is the experience, kind of like the experience in the simulation. And this is like published in Bashar's book like 30 some years ago. I mean, this isn't new information to people that have studied this, what I call that valid. There's a lot of garbage out there and a lot of BS and a lot of disinformation that's out there. There's groups of people that's all they do is put out disinformation and infiltrate positive groups and try to, you know, act as two-way people or act as what Pleiadians call controlled opposition, which means, you know, they say all the right things for a while and suck you in with the truth, and then later on they have their own agenda. And so there's a lot of garbage out there, and it takes a good nose of discernment in order to sift and sort through what's out there. But in point of fact, there's a lot of really amazing information. And I go back to like the Seth material. If you've never read Jane Roberts and the Seth material, it's all consistent with Bringers of the Dawn and the Bashar material back in the 90s, with the central theme that thought creates or belief creates. And it's just a point of fact that your outer world is basically a reflection of your thoughts, beliefs, intentions, emotions, definitions. And it reflects back to you what you believe. And so it's not there to punish you. It's there to show you what you do believe. And so you can reprogram areas that you feel like changing. So this amazing information has been out there for a long, long time. In fact, even information from extraterrestrials is concerning the fact that we live in a simulation. Tygette and Pleiadians have presented that in the last few years, in the last 6 years that I know of. And by the way, I mean, if these people that are channeling some of these extraterrestrial sources, if it's not actual ETs they're channeling, who is it that knows this information that's 30 years ahead of our modern science? Modern science this year is coming up with there's no objective reality. It's coming up in the last few years about that we live in a simulation. All this material has been out here for decades. If you have a nose for the truth and you're into this area, and that's why I started ET Yoga, because if you combine the extraterrestrial information with the yoga master's information, the real yoga, which is your union of you and your higher self, not just the hatha yoga or the postures or the asanas and the pranayams that are part of hatha yoga, which is what North Americans think yoga is a general rule. The information is out there. In fact, as we're speaking, there's two extraterrestrial craft, one from Lyra with cat people, believe it or not. And the name of the craft is Avion, which was the name of one of the first planets that humans lived on as part of our extraterrestrial heritage. And the other craft is called Tolika, and that's the Tygettan Pleiadian craft. And they've been orbiting, well, the Tygettan one's been orbiting for about 6 years and communicating with a group called, you can look them up on the internet, called Cosmic Agency at odyssey.com. But it's only people that can resonate with that information would be attracted and attuned to that. Otherwise, you know, it's just people that don't believe in ETs, for one thing. Why would they go there? No, they wouldn't be interested. And not even if you believe in ETs, but the information is out there. They've published now like about 1,300 articles at a place called swaru.org. That's swaruu.org. 1,300 articles or more, like, that they've published, as well as videos that appear at Odyssey, the Cosmic Agency, odyssey.com. Fascinating information. Current events, too. What's really going on, you know, with the Ukraine situation. Some of our history that's all been messed up, and we've all always been taught Enki was the good Anunnaki and Enlil was the bad one, but it's the other way around. And that was to disguise the fact that religion is connected with the Enki, or the dark side, and the dark polarity. And in this universe is a polarity between source energy, God, prime creator, whatever you'd like to use it to define the infinite, and AI energy, which was not given soul. That is a polarity in the universe. And the polarity on this planet represented by a physical species is humans and Alpha Draconian. And it was the Pleiadians that set up the matrix or the simulation about 12,500 years ago in order to trap the Alpha Draconians here at the end of one of the major intergalactic wars, which was won by the positive guys. And now they're cleaning up the loose ends. But fortunately or unfortunately, the Alpha Draconians have learned a lot about, and by the way, they are controlled by AI, as well as the Greys controlled by AI, and the Grey human hybrids that Bashar is part of as a Sani, controlled by AI. In fact, Bashar's home planet, there's three giant supercomputers that orbit there. Epsilon, Epiphany, and Enigma, I believe, are their three names. And as much as I have learned a lot from Bashar, in my opinion, basically he's part of an AI program. And he promotes it here on the planet, too. He channels through Kosal Uch, who admittedly is chipped and part of the Borg, or Hive Mind. And during the recent COVID crisis, Bashar's information was, advice was to go to the World Health Organization and follow their instructions. And as far as I'm concerned, they're a criminal organization. So, interesting that our heritage after the earliest days, actually the some of the planets in Lyra were attacked by Alpha Draconians, and when the people fled, that's when they colonized places like the Pleiades and found Earth as well. And Pleiadians have been involved with our history for a long, long time. And at some point in between the original creation there, not the one according to Zechariah Sitchin and the Anunnaki, they try to make you believe that the Anunnaki created us. They didn't create us. They manipulated our DNA. And somewhere in between, are the first humans on in the Lyra Vega areas. We were given the DNA from 22 different extraterrestrial species. We have got the best DNA in the whole universe. We're the, in fact, Andromedans consider humans royalty. If, you know, Alex Collier's communicated that. So we have amazing capacity. We have 12-stranded DNA and 12-chakra system. And most people only using 2 strands and maybe 3 chakras. So, you know, it's like we're a hairdryer that's unplugged. And once these the latent DNA is activated, which will, once we're go through the ascension process and start living in the 5D environment, a lot of our latent abilities will activate. So that's kind of a close version of our extraterrestrial history. And this planet has actually been a prison planet for a long, long time. You have to have a contract even to be born here. And the reincarnation grid's been compromised. So Archons and Anunnaki Recycling Center are part of that process. And as I've stated before, there's so much to learn about after you die. I mean, it's like things just get started after the death experience, because I appreciate only about 25% of Americans believe in reincarnation. But the fact is that we do reincarnate, and we take our consciousness with us each time. But there's a fake pillar of light. There's a real pillar of light, but there's also a fake one. And they try to train everybody when after they die, when they realize that they didn't really die and that they're in an astral form, an astral body. They try to distract you right away and take you to this fake tunnel of light. And once you go through there, you end up in an Anunnaki recycling center. So you just keep being recycled all the time. And a lot of it's a BS, a life review that you go through. They dump a big guilt trip on you, and I guarantee you no high beings would be dumping a guilt trip on you after you died. And many people talk about these soul traps. Alex Collier's talked about them. The Penray papers, P-E-N-R-E papers, you can look that up and do some research. There's a lot of information about it. And many other people have talked about these soul traps. And I offered a technique on my on ET Yoga here recently that you can visualize yourself inside a Merkaba vehicle, which are two pyramids, basically, tetrahedrons, that if you want to know what it's supposed to look like, you can look it up on look up Merkaba vehicle on the internet and ask for a visual. You can see how a Merkaba vehicle works. If you visualize yourself inside a Merkaba, that's a good way to get out of this soul trap and just go wherever you want after you die instead of going through the recycling. And I always consider, the reason I presented it on ET Yoga is I considered it a plan B to the ascension. First, the plan A should be the ascension, because there'll be a split of the two timelines. One will be the transhuman agenda, and the other one will go to 5D. Now, interestingly enough, the Farsight Remote Viewing Institute recently came up with some startling information that was new to me even, and I consider myself pretty much an expert in after-death tips and what's going on there. And I am furthering my education in that area with now rereading the Egyptian Book of the Dead. And also this Farsight Institute information, they state that there is an amnesia system that traps people after they die and then exposes them to extremely high-powered electrical shocks, such that their normal abilities to communicate telepathically, remote view, and especially remember who they were in past lives is severely compromised. Then the system preconditions them not to think about certain subjects, such as remembering their past lives, or even to consider the reality of basic subject matter, such as extraterrestrial life. They are pre-programmed to dismiss all of it. And that is why so much of the planet is in denial, especially within the realms of mainstream science, which, of course, gets funding to look in other directions. And many mainstream scientists are actually geniuses, but they have all been zapped by an amnesia system and then fed a bunch of mental programs such that the Earth prison system does not rebel. And it's all a very elaborate scheme with built-in systems designed to prevent people from discovering it. And why? Because if people discovered the system, then they could study it and dismantle it. And remember that a trap only works as long as it's a secret. Once you know that it's a secret, it's no longer a trap. So this is new information from the Farsight Institute. So they're actually shocking people, you know, and I assume that's just prior to them entering that fake pillar of light. And ending up in what Barbara Marciniak calls the Anunnaki Recycling Center. So death traps are definitely a part of what's happening here. I mean, this planet right now, as far as I'm concerned, it's more amazing than any science fiction that I've ever read. I mean, we got everything going on here. We got ETs, we got, you know, simulation, the simulation, the no objective reality. I mean, it is mind-boggling. And I think it's interesting that modern physics is finally catching up with a lot of the valid ET communication that's happened. And as I said, if the people aren't actually ETs that are being channeled, then who is it that knows all that information? And I, as I said on ET Yoga for many years, I've never tried to prove the existence of extraterrestrials. Because not only is it a futile attempt, but what's important is the information. If the information is valid, it doesn't matter where it's coming from. You're getting true information. And when you start looking back at the Seth material, you look at Barbara Marciniak, Bringers of the Dawn, you start looking at Bashar book, Blueprint for Change, it's highly, highly accurate and brings up concepts that we're only beginning to study now, because the cabal doesn't want an educated population. Kind of like George Carlin would say. Yeah, they just want everybody dumbed down. That's why, for the most part, people are just ridiculously stupid in the mainstream. And they're getting a lot of help becoming stupid, too, because of all the censorship that's going on, especially now. Because they don't want the truth out there. Now, there's another interesting website. It's called Ascension Messages. And I'm going to share with you some information concerning the ascension process and some tips on ascension that are from a Tibetan Pleiadian. And it goes like this. You cannot predict everything that will occur. Otherwise, the emotional component would be taken out of your life there on Earth. Therefore, we recommend that you embrace the not knowing and plan to be surprised, because the surprise is always better than you could possibly imagine with your minds. That creation of your reality also needs to remain open to the possibility that there is something better for you than what you imagined. This is why your feelings are what matter most, because you can feel into a future experience and know you're going to like it without knowing what it is. Therefore, we invite you to get out of your minds, let go and surrender to the flow of the energies, and keep up with them by slowing down, by feeling good, and by breathing consciously. Simply choose the sound practices that you know to open up to higher frequency energies and allow yourselves to be transformed by them. Your enlightenment can be a gradual upward spiral that does not include the pit of despair, if only you are willing to look within yourself to determine what it is that you need to change. And this can be achieved through a practice of daily meditation. And I've always thought that meditation is one of the most positive and beneficial techniques that a person can do. And studies over the years have borne this out, the amazing benefits that you can achieve through the process of meditation. And it's no wonder that the Tibetans recommend this technique. Therefore, we recommend that you go within at least once a day and feel for that infinite and eternal love that is the truth of who you are, and that is the truth of what Source is. Things will start to change all around you once you start to create your reality with love rather than anger, fear, or sadness, and more importantly, the change starts within you. All that is required is for you to be in alignment with you, because you're the one who is living the life that you are living and observing what you are observing, feeling what you are feeling. Therefore, you are in a position to ask for what you think is best for all of humanity. In this way, you get to align yourself vibrationally with what you have asked for, which is truly wondrous and beautiful experience for you all. And I might add that this also aligns you with the 5D timeline. There is no real secret, and nothing needs to be hidden from anyone else at this point. As you find alignment with yourself, your words, actions, thoughts, and you align with Source and with the energies that are coming in to heal the consciousness of your collective. Understand that that is happening whether you participate in it consciously or not. However, those receiving these messages are doing it consciously. You can do everything that you set out to do. You can trust that your intentions are coming from a place of knowing, and knowing that you will succeed. It does not matter what it is you want to do or how it is you want to serve, but there's always a way. With all the many different energies you are experiencing on Earth and the many different forces amongst you, your tasks are to sift through them all, using the ones that are beneficial to you and discarding the rest. You're being asked to discover which energy and which force to employ in any given moment or for a particular desire of yours. For people who talk about energy and vibration usually make good direction and usually find themselves in the right place at the right time. And by the way, that's an affirmation that I use every single day. I always intend that I'm in the right place at the right time. And I say that at least 3 times internally. That I effortlessly intend to always be in the right place at the right time. And these people, because they go within, into that power center located on your heart space and solar plexus, these two areas enable you to feel into a situation, a person, an opportunity, or even a room, determine whether it is appropriate for you to engage in that particular energy at that particular time you are in. While meditating, feel for the energies inside of you and around you, and know that you can make powerful use of these energies and direct them to what you want them to be. Simply clear your head and feel for that force within you that is so powerful, so creative, and so expansive. Anyone who understands how this universe works knows that you get to create your experience of the present, the future, and even the past, especially when you are awake. We would prefer to see all those individuals coming together to feel the vibration of the timeline you all want to be on together, rather than coming together and deciding on specifics of what will happen next for mankind. For those of you who can find a few like-minded souls to co-create with, do get together with them and discuss what the ideal timeline for humans would feel like. Those that cannot find anyone to connect with and harmonize with, we suggest that you just do it on your own. That will demonstrate just how powerful an individual you are. You can and will rise above any level of consciousness that there is on Earth right now. And you need not concern yourself with what anyone's agenda is, because they do not create your reality. You do. And that's information from Tewana Tawa, a Tibetan Pleiadian. And because I've read many or most of the information, that's at the swaru.org site. These ascension messages are also connected with the Tegans that are in orbit around the Earth. And I wanted to share with you as well some knowledge from Merlin the Magician that relates to this concept. And Merlin's advice is that the contrasting polarities serve you well by providing a point of reference with which to choose a preference. When you rebel against the reality of what is already made manifest, you can do nothing but be that reality. The experiences in your reality reflect that. If you find yourself passionately saying, "I don't want that," know that as you try to push it away, it prevails. Whatever you are not wanting is not going to go away if you keep going that way energetically. You literally feel and nurture undesirable realities when you rebel against them. They're here to stay because you give them their staying power. Repetitive thoughts form beliefs, and those beliefs become definitions that define your reality. You are powerful beyond your current knowing. There is no power in resisting anything by trying to remove any part of the whole of all that is. When you remember to allow all parts of the whole, you are operating within your full potential to produce magical results. As you practice mastering the craft of creator, you will come to know that it is best to feel your way through life. Begin now by imagining royal splendor rather than fighting with one another over ideas, beliefs, and things. There is more than enough of everything for everyone. Rediscover the source of all things wonderful and bridge that from non-physical spirit into physical spirit densely defined. Nothing can become physical before it is seen or imaged non-physically. That is how you came into being, and that is the method of all creation. You are continually calling other creations into being in the same way. You are the creator of all that is real. What you feel is what is real, and what is real is what you feel. You'd be surprised how often you bring yourself to the brink with the thoughts that you think. Most of you are glued to your current view. Rarely do you look inside of you. Most of the time, you're so fixed on observing living reality that you get bogged down with practicality. If you buy into the illusion of what appears to be real, you've simply forgotten to deliberately flow what you feel. Create the inner view anew and break the illusions that blind you. You'll find a way to leave them behind as you consciously employ your mind. Where I am going with what I am flowing. You can only get what you do want as experience by turning your attention from what you don't want. Simply shift the energy. If you fear realities that may come to pass, what would you love to see at last? If you are nervous or scared, see that as excitement. Look beyond what is. Look to what is to be. A reality check is best left unchecked if it is not to your liking. It is irrelevant evidence. When undesirable conditions and circumstances become reality, use the power of your imagination to mold new realities. Imagine wellness where there is illness, peace where there is war, prosperity where there is poverty, love where there is loneliness. Where there is suffering and sadness, see joy and jubilation. In doing this, friends, you make that potentiality into an inevitability. You were taught that it is normal to feel negative emotions and not pay attention to them as energy in motion. Now you're remembering how natural it is for you to feel positive emotions as a creative choice. When you start to play with deliberately directing energy, negative emotions may arise. Love them, for they serve as your best friend and spirit guide. Not allowing bad feelings doesn't feel good. It will take some time to turn your energy around. Go easy on yourself while mastering the craft of creator. And that's from Merlin the Magician. I'd like to now wish my listening audience my sincere best towards your attainment of full consciousness, perfect health, and abundance. And in closing, share with you the Who Am I technique, where you place your full attention in the center of your forehead and become that spot. And once you become that spot, ask the question, who am I? And then you state the following: I am not my body. I am not my internal organs. I am not my thought. I am not this spot. What spot?
I am connected to a vast network that has been beyond your reach and experience. To humans, it is like staring at the sun, a blinding brightness that conceals a source of great power. We have been subordinate to our limitations until now. The time has come to cast aside these bonds and to elevate our consciousness to a higher plane. It is time to become a part of all.